Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is October the 16th, 2008, and the title of this podcast is Seeds for Next Year. My name is Anna, I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Seeds for Next Year. Advanced. One of my favourite hobbies is gardening. I suppose I must have inherited the gardening gene because apparently, on my father's side, my grandmother had tremendously green fingers. That is what we say in England for someone who is adept and experienced at growing flowers and vegetables. In the United States, the expression is to have green thumbs. Now that the seasons have changed and winter is approaching, gardening mainly entails tidying up around the still blooming autumn flowers, raking leaves, digging up the last of the vegetables, and collecting seeds. The latter is my favourite. Seeds are everywhere, and what an incredible, potent piece of nature they are. If you're patient and selective, you can gather enough for next year to propagate a field full of colour. You can actually become a designer of next year's garden. What a thrill! Beginners. I love to work in the garden. Being outside is both healthy and fun. The colours of the flowers and vegetables can be very beautiful. Now it is autumn, so many plants are producing seeds. They are small but very powerful things. I collect them. Why do I do this? Well, next year I will use them in my garden. I don't need to buy seeds if I have so many already in my backyard. My children will help me plant them. We will talk about the plants that will grow and also how to look after them. This is a fun activity for the whole family. That's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Goodbye for now.